The GAA Program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubware at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Agus Falchuk, Jean Clark, and Luke Glasgale, and a shock on the show with me, Tom Comack, as always, with you here on a Wednesday night from just around 7:20, 21 here on a Wednesday night, and I'm with you right through until 8 o'clock and, for our very first programme of the new year, and we hope you all had a very good Christmas, and we wish you all a very happy and sporting and successful new year in sport. Tom O'Connor, Ian Agam Sanyokta, Ian Fresh Special Agam Studio Ta Donegal Effigan Culture Agus Changa Fergus McGee with me in the studio and Fergus.
Ihuay Con. Tom Bahar Direch.
Agus Bleen Orfi Washed the Gulier Agus the Kid Clan.
Grimagat, Grimil Magat.
Well, obviously, Fergus is here to discuss and to talk about Donegal have enjoyed great success at the Scornanog Ulster Finals since Christmas. And, of course, this is our very first programme back, so we haven't got an opportunity. So we decided to get Fergus in tonight to talk about that. But also coming up on the programme tonight, we'll hear from Paddy Gallagher, the Letterkenny IT Sports Officer on the college's senior football team's historic first ever appearance in the Sigerson Cup. Of course, the Sigerson Cup is the blue ribbon competition of third level colleges football, and really the one everybody's looking forward to. Letterkenny IT are up in that, playing in that competition for the first time ever, and under Michael Murphy, they got off to a winning start last week with the victory over Athlone IT down in Athlone. And in a local derby clash, they're out again this weekend for playing for a place in the semi-final of the competition. That is, they're facing Sligo IT, of course, who are managed by, I think it's IT Sligo, they go by, who are managed by Brendan Drummond from Aerua, and of course who Andrew McLean from Kilcar is captain of that side, with quite a few Donegal players as well. So left a little bit edge to that one. We'll be talking to Paddy about that and what the importance and how the participation in the Sigerson came about and how it was viewed in the college. And later on in the programme as well, we'll be joined live from his home in Moville by Con O'Donnell, that great stalwart of GAA up in that NHL in Penilton. Of course, Con, a Gwydor man from Gwydunlui, has been honoured. The news came through this week that he's going to be honoured with the GAA President John Horne with a special GAA Presidential Award, and we'll speak to Con about that a little bit later in the programme as well, and his involvement in football. And of course, played football with Gwydor in his younger days, and of course, suppose better known as an administrator and one of the founding members of Moville and getting football going and in a show. And that's to come. But as I say, my first guest tonight is here in studio with me. That's Fergus McGee. But before we go to Fergus, just to remind you, as always, you can text us on 086 60 25000, and if you want to text us from outside the dialing area, we'd love to hear from you as well. 00353 86 60 25000. And of course, we have the new facility as well, where you can listen back to a podcast of the programme from tomorrow morning on www.highlandradio.com, and also on the Highland Radio app. And indeed, we have people all over the world listening to us on the World Wide Web on www.highlandradio.com. So we'd love to hear from you, no matter what part of the world you're in. And certainly, I know we've quite a few listeners all over, right across the world. But first, as I said, my special guest tonight here in studio, it's Fergus McGee, Effigh Culture Agus Teanga, Donegal. And Fergus, obviously Donegal enjoyed great success at the recent Ulster Finals of Scornanog.
Yes, Tom, it was one of the better days that we've I think it's one of the best days actually that we ever had at an Ulster final. And you know, that we had five through to the Ulster final in the first place, and you know, that in itself was a tremendous achievement. The dancers from Uris were there, and as were a ballet group from St Eunan's. But unfortunately, on the day, it wasn't their day. But the other three acts that we had in that final all got through, and they were in Tran the Gesch, first and foremost. that was a very, that's a very, become a very, very difficult competition, in that Niamh Columba, they had won the first round first of all, and that was done in the early part of the day. It was at 11 o'clock in the morning, in fact. They qualified for the final of the Ulster final. The last three standing in Ulster got through to get on stage at the actual Ulster final. And Niamh Columba went on to win that with a score of 82 marks, which was tremendous, like, you know. And that's, that team, just for the record, would be Dara Cunningham. There was Fergal O'Gara, Shane Ellis and Fionnuala Carr. And, you know, I was there at both of the competitions. And the level of answers at a senior score, they would have been hard pushed to answer some of them, and they've done really, really well. Next up then...
Niamh Columba. Don't mean you come in and making a bit of a habit of this.
Niamh Columba,
traditional.
Yeah, absolutely. They're in score, you find that certain clubs have strengths in certain areas, and there's no question about
Gael
it.
Gael Anadha used to be strong and throwing against...
Gael Anadha would be strong still in the senior score, and but they're getting pushed now by the likes of Erua Ballyshannon and all that, you know. So there's great competition starting to come in, Tom, into the county. And I think that's because of the number. And scoring in Og this year, for 2 years past... we had 30 clubs, 30 out of 40 taking part. This year we dropped one, we were down to 29. But it was a great competition. We had three tremendous semi-finals and a tremendous final as well. And that produced, obviously, the level of talent that was required then for an Ulster final. In the recitation then, we had Shifra Harvey. And she did a piece in her recitation, Arishurak Scaliacht, and it was completely Askelge, which again is not
Nivonan, is it?
Nivonan, yeah. It's not often that you see a completely Irish piece one and through in score. It's not like the Eryxis or any of these other competitions. And it's the quality of her acting and the quality of her voice and her, you know, projection of her voice and all that sort of stuff. She just had it all, and she's a very strong contender now, I feel myself.
And what did she recite? What is her?
It was a piece called Bandri Loch and Dún, and Bandri, for those who maybe don't know what it is, a sort of a druidess or a male druid of Dún Lake, and it's based in Donegal, and it's the way that she gets the story across. There's a competition that it has to be done in under 6 minutes, but the way that Shifra does it is very special, and she's very well coached as well by Sinead Ní Gonal in St Eunan's. So that was our second Ulster champion of the day. And the third then was in the newer class, or the novelty act section, and that was Gael Letterkenny Gales. And this is unique, Tom, in that what happened here is that the same piece that won the Ulster final last year in Scor Shinshir was Letterkenny Gales, with a piece called Packy McNamee about the two lads.
Yeah, well, Brian Sweeney, I think it was.
Brian Sweeney. Well, yeah. This time now it was three of Brian's family actually were in the play, and there was a couple of Brady's there in Crossing. So it's kind of nearly, you could say, the families in some cases of the senior ones last year.
And that's allowed actually to have the same act in.
Oh, this is the same act again. This was an act that I think was originally written by Fergus Cleary, and then Brian adapted for score and did a really great job. And the young ones, and I'm sure Brian or the seniors might not appreciate me saying this, but the young ones were exceptionally good at it, shall we say, and I had very high hopes for them as well. So we're going to Killarney on the first of February with three very, very strong acts, a very, very powerful Trana Gesh team, like I say, from Niamh Columba. Very, very good recitation in our native language from Niamh Aonan, and a fantastic piece that's again homegrown and home written from Letterkenny Gael. So I would have very, very high hopes for Donegal. Like I say, I don't recall when we had three in the
I was just going to ask you that. How do they compare with other years?
Yeah, that's as good as it gets. That's pretty good. Like, you know, if you looked at the way it was Donegal on the Ulster level, the old traditional counties like Tyrone and Down and people like that used to be the ones that got the twos and the threes. This year we got three. Derry got two, and outside that, I think it was Cavan, Tyrone got one, and someone I can't remember. Out of the eight, there was we got three. There was two to Derry, and there was three ones after that. So, you know, Donegal was very, very strong.
And tell me, Fergus, what is it about this kind of renaissance, or maybe is it too strong a word?
I'll tell you what I've consistently said this, Tom. I believe that it's down to the quality of the cultural officers that we have in the county at the moment. We have fantastic cultural officers in most now. would like more, because 75% is not 100%. There's my last year in the job now. I'd love to have seen us getting closer to the 100%, but 75% consistently 3 years running is pretty good. Yeah. Scores Sinn Féin then is getting that bit stronger as well. But it's down really to the level of interest and competition as well. You know, it's a great thing. You know, you mentioned there about the fan at Gales, and then someone comes biting at their heels, and the local sort of bit comes into play then as well, and I think that's good. Been a good year all round for Donegal last year, because in December, just before Christmas actually, there was 10 clubs from Donegal went up to Croke Park to receive Fundrock shots of Vic Donoghue.
And that's the late Joe McDonagh, that's former
correct,
president.
Yeah. And it's about clubs that are promoting the Irish language within the clubs. And Donegal was there. I think we, out of all that was there, they were there from all over Ireland. Donegal represented, I think, about 20 to 25% of the total. We had 10 clubs that were there. And if you don't mind, Tom, I could maybe
name the clubs.
The silver medals, which is very difficult to achieve, went to St Eunan's, Mobile, Buncrana and Carindona. They were the four clubs that achieved silver, which is a tremendous achievement altogether. And bronze medals then went to Naoimh Columba, Burt, Glenswilly, Letterkenny Gaels, Four Masters and Clonmacnoise.
Yeah, and was Mobile in there as well? I thought Conor Donoghue mentioned Mobile. No,
Mobile. I mentioned Mobile. There was the Eunan's, Mobile, Buncrana, and Carindona were the four. They got silver. Yeah. We got Eunan's got bronze 2 years ago, and then took a bit of a break. Went back, got the silver. Gold is the next, and gold's particularly difficult to get.
And what's the criteria? What have you to do?
You've got to, and for a silver medal, for example, you've got to satisfy criteria 35 different sections of the questionnaire that you get out, and you're audited then as well. They actually come out and physically audit.
This is the GA activities in the club, is it? Or is
they're looking at the use of the language and the promotion of the language in the club and the visibility of the language in the club. So in other words, if you see Irish signage, if you see the home game, for example, if Dunloe was playing Burt, it's on Clonmacnoise, and I and Bart, you know, that's up on the scoreboard and stuff like that there. That the Irish is used at meetings to some degree, and that is to promote it and make it Eve La Clonmacnoise, Eve Fecula is the way they look at it in the clubs. So two people came out, one from Glornoyale and one from the Cosh na Gaeilge in Croke Park, and they came in and audited the clubs, and it was rigorous enough. You know, I can only speak for the one of St Eunan's, because I was directly involved in that one, but we had to pull in. It's not a one-man job by no means. I think there was seven of us there for the day that they came, and there was apologies from three or four others. But it's a joint effort, and it's across the lake to look at it right across the board, that it's not just that the Irish language is something that's overdone over in this corner, that it's spread throughout the whole club. So Donegal is doing particularly well.
And what, say now, for argument's sake, had you to do for the silver, like in practical terms?
In practical terms, if we talk specifically about St Eunan's GA Club, Club has CLG Navan and is very visible now on the gable wall going in. We have a Cornel na Gaeilge there where people who wish to speak Irish might want to congregate in that specific area of O'Donnell Park. There's a whole area up it as you drive into it and to O'Donnell Park that shows all of the activities, but all in Irish, with Seanochla or old sayings underneath it, and just a Falchis Jaco Park Egonal, and then Slán go Fáil for people going away. So it's that they feel and see, and when we're doing games and matches, that Irish is actually used as well. And our past chairman in St Eunan's was Cathal Green, and he was a great promoter as well, obviously, of the Irish language. And I would like to take just, Tom, the one last thing was to take the opportunity. It's just, you mentioned at the outset of your clar there about Conor Donnell getting the presidential award, and I would just like to co-garges Morley Connor or Sunshine Ian.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you want to stay on, because we'll be talking to Con later in the program. Yeah. You can have a word with him. But for now, we must go for
the GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Rash, Gideon Clare, it's just coming up to 20 to 8 here on a Wednesday night. Me, Tom Cormack, as always, with you on the GAA programme. And, obviously coming up later on in the programme, we heard Fergus McGee, who is staying with us in studio, obviously talking about that great success that Donegal had at the Ulster Score finals a couple of weeks ago. Just remind us again, Fergus, when is the Score finals in Killarney?
Oh, the Score finals in Killarney are on the first Saturday, the 1st of February, and the Trana Gaeilge, which Naomh Columba are involved in, that starts at 11:30. That's in the Glen Eagles Hotel, and then the INEC then, the Score proper, starts at 2:00.
So that's obviously a date for your diary, especially if you're a member of the Naomh Columba, as Naomh Aonan, or Letterkenny Gaels clubs. And, looking forward to those. But as I mentioned earlier in the programme, Letterkenny IT College are playing in the Sigerson Cup competition, which is the blue ribbon competition of third level colleges football. They're playing in it for the first time ever in the college's history, and they won the Trench Cup last year, which is the second tier competition. They are managed by Michael Murphy, but the sports development officer at the college is Paddy Gallagher.
Well, Paddy, first of all, delighted that you could join us on tonight's GAA programme, and well, it'd be fair to say, at this stage, that it's exciting times for your senior footballers playing in the Sigerson Cup, the blue ribbon competition of third level colleges football, for the first time.
Ah, that's right, Tom. It's fantastic, fantastic, and it's, you know, and it's interesting that these young fellas, they all up the training program. They asked Michael to up the training program and go twice a week there way back in November.
Yeah,
and it shows you, just, you know, between them, they have a great communication lines, and it's a big help to them now, because it's got them probably to where they are.
And tell me, in terms of, obviously, Sigerson is as high as you can go, and obviously you won the Trench Cup and the Division 1 League last year. This has been a very gradual process, I suppose, really, hasn't it? But it's been building over the last couple of years, hasn't it?
It has. It's come with the help of a lot of people. It's come with the help of Eamon O'Boyle. I have to remember Eamon O'Boyle prior to Michael Murphy, who was on the job. And then Michael took over the job 2 years ago. And then with that as well, we've had established a partnership with Donegal GAA, which has been a huge help. And Ciar Lacey, in that respect, has been a big help as well.
Yeah, of course, he's on the staff with you. He's on the staff, isn't he?
He's on the staff, yes. Ciar's on the staff in the college, and he gets involved with Donegal GAA underage teams there as well.
Yeah.
And he has them in doing sessions on Fridays and Saturdays and all throughout the year, really.
Yeah. So it proves, and it means something to the college, does it? You know, in general terms.
It certainly does. It certainly does. I mean, you know, there's a great sporting interest in the college anyway.
Yeah. Well, you've had good success with the soccer teams basketball and individual athletics as well.
That's right. Yeah. Basketball's come very strong in recent years as well. It's all developing it's all developing at the right time for people coming to college. So there's never been a better time to come to college.
Yeah. And sport is respected now and seen as an important ingredient.
It sure is. And with that, you see, you know, I suppose it's only fair to mention the scholarship programme that we have going as well. There's a new entrance scholarship programme for GAA.
Yeah.
And it's open to people that are members of any county board, you know.
Yeah, a county squad.
County panel.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
That'll be a county minor or under 16.
That's right. Or under 20 level, or minor, or even senior, or whatever.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, we've availed of good footballers in the past from outside of the county, the likes of Thomas Kerr from Monaghan, and Ryan Howley from Mayo, and Stephen Henry from Sligo in recent years. And we have a young fellow this year. We've Liam Jackson joined the ranks this year, and he's a very promising player. He plays in the half back line, and the team, and he's from RD in County Louth.
Yeah. But this team, I was looking through it, it's predominantly Donegal, isn't it?
It is indeed. Beyond that, it's with the exception of Liam, I think, is at the first. the first 15 that togged out the last day were all Donegal. Yeah.
And you mentioned the last day. You know, it was great to get to play in the Sigerson and get up there among the big teams. But obviously, to win was important as well, because you're the team you conquered or the team you defeated at Lonacy, they're in a relegation playoff. So that means you're going to be there again next year.
Well, that's right. That's the big thing, is right. You know, Athlone were strong anyway, and we met them and we beat them, and as I say, we left them with the problem with the relegation rather than ourselves, which was great, you know.
Yeah.
And it puts us in very much in the, you know, very much in a good position for next year again, no matter now, you know.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. But we're still very positive about Sunday, Tom.
Yeah. It's a great chance to be into a semi-final.
That's right. That's right. And on the other side of the draw, just looking, I think there's still UCD and DCU and teams like that, which are, and NUIG, I think, also.
Yeah.
So, and then on our side, it's Carlow IT and UCC.
Yeah. UCC are the defending champions. I've seen Billy Morgan, the former Cork goalkeeper and the manager, he was giving out, I think. I think the scheduling of the competition is a bit of an annoyance to him. I think it's a bit of an annoyance to quite a lot of people.
It is, all right. It's a very crowded arrangement at the minute now, anyway.
Yeah, because you've exams and so on.
Right. We're in the middle of exams at the minute. We just finished exams there today in the college. So, I mean, those fellas would have come off the bus last Sunday and went in and faced exams on Monday morning and all, you know. So it's quite a demanding time for them, both in terms of their football and in terms of their academic progress. And, you know, you see, Tom, we have to keep the focus on academic progress as well. In fact, that's what we do with the scholarships. We ask them that you pass your exams before you come make an application for scholarships. Because if you don't pass your exams, you won't get the scholarship, you know.
Yeah.
So taking a balance, Tom, is always important as well.
And I'm sure you give a commitment that you're going to pass your exams as well, do you, when you go to the college?
Ah, yes. Aye.
And tell me, obviously, you know, now, obviously, the concentration probably in the early part of the week now has been on exams, but I'm sure there'll be a bit of a buzz come looking forward now to this Sunday.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely so, yeah. Big following. There's a big following for it now, all right, you know.
It's what
these fellas have been planning for the last 2-3 months, Tom, you know. So I'm sure they're really seeing now the fruits of their labours.
Yeah.
And as I say, there's quite a buzz about the place, all right.
Yeah. Michael Murphy, obviously a huge personality, but obviously a huge influence as well.
Tom, he leaves no stone unturned. He really is as good. He's as good as what he is on the pitch himself when it comes to getting these boys together and taking them for sessions. And that's only part of it. You know, he's on steady. He's on the phone organising buses with Josephine, and he's organising his fixtures and his training sessions and so on and so forth. You know, it just brings it on to another level.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah,
as we said, facing Sligo, IT Sligo on Sunday in Sligo. So a local derby brings a little bit of a, shall we say, an edge to it, I'm sure.
It certainly does. It does bring a rush of blood to the whole thing, all right. It's great.
Yeah. So looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it very much, Tom, yeah.
And fingers crossed you could be looking forward to brushing shoulders with Carlow or UCC.
That's right. That's the way to go, yeah. That's the way to go.
Lucas, it's great. Fortunately, the clock is catching up on us, Paddy, but thanks for that and the best in EIT.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you very much.
On Sunday. That's Paddy Gallagher there, who, of course, is the sports officer at the Letterkenny IT, and of course they're playing Sligo IT or IT Sligo on Sunday in Sligo. It's at the Sligo IT grounds. In actual fact, it's against in the Sigerson quarter final, a prize for the winners of the place in the semi final against either Carlow IT or UCC. Of course, the defending champions, they won it last year, but. Letterkenny IT have done particularly well up in the competition for the first time, defeated Athlone last week. Some big performances from some Donegal players. Padraig Mogan scored a goal and 6 points. Michael Langan hit 5 points from midfield. The two main scorers really in the game. We're taking a break now, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Con O'Donnell from his home in Moville. Of course, Con has been nominated by the president of the GAA for a special presidential award.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout Letterkenny. gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubware at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Roger Ash, for the last time tonight on the GAA programme with me, Tom Cormack, special guest in the studio. Fergus McGee has stayed with us, of course. Fergus, the Donegal Cultural and Changa Officer. And, well, I'm delighted to say I'm now joined by Con O'Donnell, a former Efigin na Gaeilge agus Cultural agus Changa on the programme. And, of course, Con was named during the week as one of the President's men, I suppose, is the best way to describe him. He's going to receive a presidential award as a special function in Dublin next month. First of all, Con, welcome to the programme, agus co gairde.
Go mega, Tom.
Yeah, and tell me, the award come out of the blue, did it?
Absolutely. There were people ringing me up here before I knew anything about it, and I thought it was just another crank call, but it turned out it just came out of the blue. There's nobody more surprised than I am at this time.
Yeah.
Because certainly what I do, 100 other people do out there day in, day out, you know.
Yeah, you're following in the footsteps of people like Niall McCall and Eugene Gallagher and Aidan Gillen, just to name a few, I think, that have picked up the award in recent years. It's a relatively new thing, and it's really for your dedication and service, maybe more to the club than to the to a county, and the promotion of games, languages and culture. And of course, you did all that.
Well, it's been a long journey, you know. This is I came to Inishowen in 68, you can imagine my surprise when there was no GAA activity or no cultural activity. In fact, there was nothing, you know. So that's where it all started. Then we used to stop in Buncrana on the way back on a Friday evening, and well, there were a lot of civil servants about, and they were in the same predicament. And there were no organised games, and there were no clubs in Inishowen except for the bit of hurling in Burt. And we used to meet there on a Friday, and it kind of spawned from there. And by 1970, there was organised youth football, and we kind of went on from there. The Moville Club didn't have an official opening or club. The first minutes are 1976, so we've been going since, I suppose. It's been a long journey.
And tell me, you see, you went to Moville, to live in Moville or work in Moville in 68. Where from?
I did a few stints while I left Carlow. I was in Ballyhays College, and then I was down in the Institute there, and I was in Waterford for a wee while, and I worked with Galen then for a spell in Armagh. And I was a little while in Kells, but my appointment came up. In fact, two appointments came up around that time in 68. And there was a vacancy in the Mallin district. And I came to Mallin in 68, and then I moved to Moville and some months later. And yeah. I've been living in Greencastle since 1975. So we got stuck into GAA activities, and on the evenings in Buncrana, people like Sean Masterson, PJ Hallinan, I think a few other people like that were in the same predicament, and we kind of branched out from there. And within 10 years, there were a good lot of clubs up and running anyway.
Yeah, difficult at the start.
Yes, it was a tough beginning, all right. There was nothing there. And now we have maybe six or seven vibrant clubs. And to me, that's progress. And I listened to Fergus earlier there. There were a good number of clubs in Inishowen. Got medals of various descriptions there at the Joe McDonough thing. And to me, that's great progress in Inishowen.
Yeah, what are you were saying, was it something like four of the six were from Inishowen?
Well, there was silver went to Carindona, and silver went to Moville, silver went to Buncrana, and there was bronze went to
birth.
Yeah, so.
So that is progress, without a doubt. Yeah. And I think.
A big difference from 68, 69 when you went to live there.
Well, yes, indeed. There's no doubt about it. There is more emphasis on culture now, anyway. In those years, Seamus DeFreitia was there struggling, and he was down with us here. He did a lot of work. Fergus has brought it to a new level, and I don't think it's ever been so vibrant as it is at the moment. Score in particular, it's great. And I would like to take this opportunity now to wish New Columba and New Wernan and Gaelic to Cannon all the very best now, going to Killarney on the 1st of February.
You mentioned Fergus. Fergus is still with us. He came into the studio. He's still with us here. So he wants to say a quick word to you.
Okay.
Con will top of the make lunch in Shinwell.
Yeah, go.
Well, Con, Kogarja, so Krila, took a stash of Gahonan, the Gahela Talchugut.
Well, Gurmayagut, Hanak and Urgent, Charter, the Freed, Tashado here to your fad, I guess, Hanaksha, near a doer.
Well, my you hen, Con, you rose him, yeah, before the dog, a jigger, her Tom, Gliarm hen, and you, I guess,
Nahinta, the Ebron Ruddy.
She, well, the Busha Mahaskarabi, I guess, Tasha Mara Dushmel, Tasha Gahonan, Talchugut, my you hen.
And tell me, Con, when is the function? It's obviously a function in Dublin in Croke Park, isn't it?
The function is, banquet will take place here in Croke Park on the evening of Friday, February the 14th.
Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yes. And
You're a real romantic. You're a real romantic.
That's right, sure. When would we get a better opportunity?
Yeah.
So we're really looking forward to it. It's a once in a lifetime. I don't know why or who sponsored me or who put me forward, but I would like to thank them and say thank you to the hundreds of well-wishers and messages and all the stuff that came through here is just unbelievable. The phone never stopped now for the last 2 days.
Far Oscui Dor, who?
Well, it's Dún Luigi, Barashtigui Dor, Shin Misha, yeah, I guess, to Broadmoor, Hartis and Tiu Shin Chira, yeah. I guess, Shin Mara Vase Ruddy.
Yeah, and obviously, what was played football in your early days?
Yeah, I played a bit of football with Gidor, and I was around during that time. I also got involved with Colm Kilgales and Kells. I was there for a while, and I played for a season with Pierce Aug and Ardwaha. But I never transferred. there was no such thing as anything like that. We got on. Wherever there was a game, you got on with it. But I always kept my ties with the home club anyway, and it's nice to go back and find that these people are still around, and it's great to go down and chat here and there with them and reminisce, I suppose.
Yeah.
Timajaliga Galshir Imlianta, we're getting on, and when you start receiving awards like this, you wonder, my God, 50 years just flew.
Yeah,
where did the time go?
Unfortunately, the clock is catching up with us. That's all from me tonight, Con, and indeed from Fergus McGee as well. Slán agus Bannacht, Gujian Shocht, and Shahogin on GA programme.